Welcome to the AI for Health podcast. My name is Sarah Benamera, and every week we explore different ways in which artificial intelligence brings innovation to the future of healthcare. January is the Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, so I thought I would dedicate this episode to this subject. Let's start with a simple definition of what is cervical cancer. It is a type of cancer that occurs in the cells present in the lower part of the uterus called the cervix. This part of the uterus is connected to the vagina, and this cancer is a sexually transmitted infection caused by human papillomavirus, most known as HPV. Let me give you just some statistics. So more than 300,000 people are affected by cervical cancer every year. On average, one woman is diagnosed with cervical cancer every minute, and it is the fourth most common cancer among women worldwide. The greatest prevalence of high-risk HPV occurs in young adults before even the age of 25, and then cervical cancer death peaks in the middle age between 40 to 50 years old. There are available treatments, but their success mostly resides in the early diagnosis and classification of cervical lesions. This is done through HPV testing and pap smears. The method of pap smear is to obtain a small number of cervical cell samples, make a cell smear, and observe the cells under the microscope for abnormalities, and then diagnose cervical disease. So I just mentioned HPV, but there are more than 130 types of known HPV, and only 20 HPV types are identified as cancer-related. And more than 75% of cases are due to only two of those types, which are high-risk HPV 16 and 18. Although there are more than 500,000 cases of HPV identified annually, most are low-grade infections and will spontaneously resolve within 2 years. Since 2006, there is also an available HPV vaccine, which makes the disease highly preventable. Vaccination can improve cancer death rates in underdeveloped countries and in populations with higher mortality rates, where resources may not be available for routine screening. We know that the early diagnosis and classification of cervical lesions is crucial in treatment success. The sooner abnormal cells are detected, the easier to cure cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is completely preventable and curable if pre-cancer signs are identified and treated at an early stage. This is done from using pap smear images. The manual analysis of the pap smear images requires a large amount of well-trained manpower. This ends up being extremely expensive, time-consuming, and laborious. This manual method is also error-prone and is not available in many hospitals. If malignant cells are carelessly neglected during the manual screening process, this will jeopardize the subsequent treatment plan, causing the patient to miss the opportunity of early treatment. Therefore, automated diagnosis and classification of cervical lesions has become highly demanded. This is where deep learning comes in very handy. Deep learning is a machine learning technique that teaches computers to do what comes naturally to humans. It has been used for the detection of other cancer types, for example, skin cancer and lung cancer. With an increase in computing power and advancing in imaging technologies, deep learning is now being implemented for the diagnosis and classification of cervical lesions. In 2019, a deep learning algorithm called convolutional neural networks was applied to segment low-grade squamous intraepithelial lesions using small-size cervical cell images, which were acquired by manually identified regions of interest for microscopy. The issue is that the detection of this type of low-grade lesions may only lead to more shorter follow-up intervals. Also, it requires manual intervention to locate and acquire single-cell images or images of regions of interest, and so it could not be utilized for fully automatic analysis in cervical high-grade squamous epithelial lesions. In 2021, there was a Nature publication presenting a deep learning-based cervical lesion diagnosis system. And this diagnosis tool is able to detect high-grade type lesions. Women with this type of lesion are high risk for cancer. When detected, they are immediately referred for colposcopy, which is a procedure to visually examine the cervix as well as the vagina and vulva using a colposcope. After that, if the lesion is confirmed, surgery is required to remove the tumor. To implement this system, digitize whole slide images of conventional pap smear samples were obtained from tissue banks. A challenge with whole slide images is that they generally contain billions of pixels, while the regions of interest could be as small as like a few thousand of pixels. Knowing that, they collected slide-level reviews and region-level annotations from pathologists, so experts. This diagnosis system achieved a high precision, 93% precision, and it also reached a sensitivity comparable to the reference standard produced by pathologists. A major contribution of this method is it significantly reduces on the time required by the cytotechnicians to screen many pap smears. Because it eliminates the obvious normal ones, and hence more time can be put on the suspicious slides. This AI-assisted method outperforms the conventional pap smear examination and HPV testing. Artificial intelligence-assisted rapid screening has great potential to provide much faster and cheaper service in the future. The processing time, material, and labor costs could be greatly reduced, and this fast screening system could also avoid misdiagnosis by human negligence. It is also applicable for practical clinical usage worldwide for comprehensive screening and ultimately has an impact on the areas with high incidence of cervical cancer. The survival prognosis after first diagnosis is important for both disease specialists and patients, or their family members. First, accurately forecasting the prognosis would be helpful for estimating the degree of malignancy and the time point of disease progression. Second, patients and the families can set appropriate goals based on the accurate survival prediction. As a result, the timely prevention and treatment would be made, and the worst treatment decisions, such as overtreatment or late palliative care, would be effectively avoided. In general, the cervical cancer patients are stratified into different groups based on their cancer stage. But the molecular features have been very rarely considered, which would show that different survival outcomes exist in one specific stage. Aside from predicting survival from clinical stages, clinical features were also used, include, but are not limited to, age at diagnosis, height, histological type, race, and HPV infection. However, it was shown that only the clinical stage is relevant. But the problem is, its discrimination ability is still not enough for accurate prediction. This is where we turn to molecular features such as gene or non-coding RNA expression levels, gene mutation, copy number variation, etc. These molecular features give substantial information about cancer cells, including the level of malignancy, metastasis ability, and therapeutic sensitivity. From previous studies, the development of molecular feature-based prediction model, were based on machine learning, is promising for improving the accuracy of cancer survival prediction models. In 2020, a study developed a novel molecular feature-based cervical cancer survival prediction model with high performance, and it was machine learning-based. The features chosen for this model are microRNAs. So a microRNA is a small, single-stranded, non-coding RNA molecule, so it doesn't code for any gene. It is about 22 nucleotides long. And microRNA features were chosen as they have an important role in cellular regulation and are cost-effective for laboratory tests. In the statistical analysis of biological data, pre-processing of the data is very important. Several challenges exist with this kind of biological big data. Those include missing values, batch effects, and different ranges of independent features. First, in the case of missing values, they can be replaced by the average value derived from same subtypes. So the average considers cancer heterogeneity, which refers to the existence of subpopulations of tumor cells. Second, a batch effect is usually due to technical differences between your samples caused by non-biological factors. So to eliminate batch effect, they used sample normalization and feature scaling. With that, this machine learning technology successfully stratified the cervical cancer patients into three groups: high, moderate, and low survival ability. This method strengthens the survival model in cervical cancer and has the potential to not only improve cervical cancer management, but also help with therapeutic decision. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the AI for Health podcast on cervical cancer. If you would like to dig deeper, all the references used are in the show notes. If you like what you just heard, subscribe to the show and let a friend know.